This is St. Louis Public Radio. As the coronavirus pandemic rages on, lawmakers say they are planning to return to Jefferson City next week. The main priority is passing the supplemental budget, which includes millions to help the state deal with the virus. St. Louis Public Radio's Statehouse reporter Jacqueline Driscoll checked in with leadership in both chambers to see what's in store for the rest of the legislative session that is scheduled to end in mid-May.
Every year, lawmakers adjourn for a week-long spring break. When they come back, the legislative session is typically kicked into high gear. But this year is anything but normal.
Another week in the books here, but obviously a little different.
That's Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz, a Republican from Sullivan, on the last day senators were in the Capitol on March 12th.
With nothing seriously pressing the Senate, the decision was made from a cautious, not a panic perspective, to take next week off.
Senators made the call to leave town a week early because of the coronavirus. House members came back the following week with the intention of completing hearings for the state's estimated $30 billion budget, but they ended up adjourning early. House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid from Springfield says that was the right call.
The number that we had before this epidemic wasn't even agreed upon by all the bodies that it should have been. Now, not knowing what is to come in the economy, trying to do our budget right now for the next fiscal year, I agree, was not responsible.
The House did manage to pass a $40 million supplemental budget before they left town on March 19th. This gives the governor authority to spend state and federal dollars to help with COVID-19. The Senate still needs to approve the proposal, but Majority Leader Caleb Rowden of Columbia says there's going to be several changes.
The legislature obviously has a very important job in the short term, which is to get the supplemental budget through. When it came out of the House, included, $40, $50 million, I think, for COVID resources. When it comes out of the Senate, because of the new stimulus bills that have passed, it's going to include a lot more.
Rowden says he's planning to call senators back to the State House next week to get moving on the supplemental budget. But with changes to the bill, it'll need to be approved by the 163-member House before it goes to the governor. House leadership says they expect to do that on Wednesday, which is in line with Governor Mike Parson's timeline.
It's crucial we get that supplemental done, and that drop-dead date, I would say, would be April the 24th, so we have to get it done before that.
Also on the list of constitutional obligations, the state budget. Lawmakers are up against a deadline of May 8th to approve that. House Speaker Elijah Haar from Springfield says that is the top priority.
Obviously, we will have to come back at some point and do the full budget, but there's just no way for us to predict at this point how many legislative days we will have in this session.
Parson recently halted $180 million in plan spending for this year, and State Budget Director Dan Hoag says Missourians should expect to see some financial woes into next year's budget that lawmakers are working on right now.
We are seeing unprecedented drops in revenue from the significant reduction of economic activity from people staying home. We feel like this is going to impact the budget not only for this year, but for next year.
House Budget Chairman Cody Smith, a Republican from Carthage, says lawmakers are well aware that the proposed state budget is going to need several changes.
We're watching revenue every day, watching the economic outlook. I think we'll have to have a series of conversations about how the economy is changing going forward and try to make the appropriate response when we are able to come back and finish the FY21 budget.
Legislators will be doing all of this while the state capitol is shut down. Parson says they're still working out logistics on how legislators will abide by social distancing guidelines, which stipulates gatherings of 10 or fewer people while remaining 6 feet apart.
You know, it's a big group, so we're going to try to maintain that distance, and we're going to figure out a solution, how we get them in the building. Maybe we don't have all of them in the building at the same time.
High-profile legislation like state redistricting, sports betting, and passing a statewide prescription drug monitoring program are still important to many. But it's unclear, and probably unlikely, whether any normal session business will resume in 2020. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.